Okay, Gutenberg, everybody, and Freilich and Chanukah to everybody. Welcome to the Motzei Shabbos Shir for Motzei Shabbos Chanukah, Parshas Vayeshev relating today. For tonight, I'd like to look at an issue relating to, of course, the holiday of Chanukah and the principal mitzvah of Chanukah, and that is lighting the Chanukah candles. Like I entitled the shiur, "What is the basic mitzvah of lighting Chanukah candles?" The question revisited, because people have explored this before, and the first few sources that we'll begin with are kind of the well-known presentations in the Gemara and in the Poskim about the basic mitzvah of Adlokas Neiros on Chanukah. The Gemara in Shabbos on Daf Chof Aleph Mud Beis, source number one, says Tana Rabbanan, mitzvah Chanukah Neiros Ubeso. The basic mitzvah of Neiros Chanukah is to light one candle, as Rashi says, and so is two Neiros Ubeso, Ner Echad B'chol Lailo, one candle per night, V'ish Chol B'nei Beso, Sagi Laho B'ner Echad. One candle, for no matter how many people are in the household, doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if there's one person in the household, five people, or 10 people in the household. Doesn't matter if it's the first night of Chanukah, the second night, the third night, the eighth night. It's always one candle per household. That's the basic mitzvah, Ner Ish Ubeso. Continues the Gemara, Umahadrin, those who want to do a little more, Rashi says, Umahadrin, source two, and Chof Aleph and Beis and Shabbos, Rashi says, Umahadrin, Achar Mitzvahs, people a little more excited or enthusiastic about mitzvahs. So then Rashi says, Osin Ner Echad B'chol Laila L'chol Echad V'Echad Rebayis. You calculate the number of candles based on how many people in your house. But again, there's no change from night one to night two to night five to night eight. You have five people in your household. You light five candles the first night, five the second night, up to five on the eighth night. The same thing. So three levels that the Gemara presents. The three levels the Gemara presents: Neri Shubeso, Mahajin, Mahadrin, Mahadrin, Mahadrin. The third level being Mahajin, Mina, Mahajin. So there we have the famous Machlokas, Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Beis Shammai, Omim Yom Rishon, Madlik Shmona, Mikan Ve'elch Pochas V'Holach. Beis Hillel, Omim Yom Rishon, Madlik Achas, Mikan Ve'elch Moseh V'Holach. Right? The famous Machlokas. The third level, Mahajin, Mina, Mahajin, changes from night to night. According to Beis Shammai, we start with eight the first night, seven the second night, down to one the last night. And Beis Hillel, of course, say the opposite, from one up to eight. Okay, and then Gemara goes on to present a machlokas as to the reasoning behind the positions, the respective positions of Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. That itself is a machlokas, Amoraim. One is that Beis Shammai holds Keneged Yom HaNichnasin. He says you have to focus each night on how many days of the holiday are yet to come. So the first night, there are 8 days yet to come. You light eight. The second, there are 7 days yet to come, etc. And Beis Hillel, Omrim, Tamei Beis Hillel, Keneged Yomim HaYotzim, in the days that have passed already, and the first night, as Rashi explains, counts as a day that has passed. So the first night you light one, the second night two. And the other opinion is that it has to do with something else. According to Beis Shammai, we connected Pare Hachag. We decrease corresponding to the bulls that were offered on Sukkot. Every day of Sukkot, a different number of bulls were offered as part of the Karbonos of Sukkot, and it went down in numbers, starting 13 the first day of Sukkot, 12 the second day, down to 7 the last day. What this has to do with Chanukah is a different discussion another time. And Beis Hillel says, Malam Mekodesh Meridin, no, in matters of Kedusha, we go up, we ascend, we don't descend, fine. But the bottom line is the Gemara presents three different levels, Neri Shubeso, one candle per household per night. Second level is Mahajin. I was just asked, by the way, to say that the shiur this evening is sponsored in memory of the grandmother. I can show me the name again. Sponsored by the Rosenberg family. I need to see the name again.
Yehuda Aryeh ben Yerucham Fischel.
Yehuda Aryeh ben Yerucham Fischel. Shalom Shalom Aliyah.
Okay, Father. Thank you.
No problem. So the basic level, Neri Shubeso, then Mahadrin, Neri Shubeso, one candle per household per night. Mahadrin is one candle per member of the household each night, but not increasing or decreasing. And the third level, Mahadrin, Mina Mahadrin. Then there's a further machlokas, Tosas in the Rambam. If you take a look in Tosas, in source number three, Shabbos, Tav Chof Aleph Diva Hamas Mahadrin, Nira Leri. I'm saying this outside because this is not new. People know this. The Ri is of the opinion that the third level goes back to the first level, meaning one per household. You increase one candle the first night, two the second night, three the third night, eight the eighth night, but only one menorah, so to speak, one Chanukiah, one set of candles per household. Doesn't matter how many people are in the house. That's the opinion of the Ri Balatosis. The Rambam, Hilchos Chanukah, Perek Dal Halacha Aleph, Source 4, Kama Neiros Humadlik, again, outlines the basic mitzvah. Mitzvah is called Bayis Ubayis Madlik Ner Echad, Bein Shahayu Anshe Abayis Ruben, Bein Shahayu Echad. The basic level is one candle per household, whether there are many people living in the house or one person living in the house. Then I'm a Hadar as a mitzvah, Madlik Neiros Kiminyan Anshe Beso. The second level is you light as many candles as there are members of the household, Bein Anoshim, Enoshim, counting men and women. And Ba'amahadar, yes, I'll say, even more Mahadrim, we call Mahadrim, Mina Mahadrim, Ra'osa Mitzvah, Mina Muvcho, you want to do the Mitzvah in the choicest fashion. So then, Madlik Ner Lechol Echad Ve'echad B'Layla Rishon, every person lights, candles lit for every person in a household per night and increases every night. So a little different. The Re in Tosin Source 3 says that the third level, Mahadrin and Mahadrin, modifies the first level, meaning there's only one per household. It increases every night. So on the eighth night, you have eight candles, but it doesn't correspond to the number of people in the house, in the household. And the Rambam quotes that he thinks it does. And it gives an halacha beis, Ketzad Haresha Anshe Abayis Asar. Let's say there are 10 people in the household. It's a big household. Kol Anshe Abayis Madlikin. So the first night you light 10 candles because there are 10 people in the house. The second night 20, third 30, up to until until you have 80 the eighth night. A lot of candles burning, right? So, and that's the machlokas between the Rambam and Tosis. And as you may know, machlokas to this day, most Ashkenazim follow the practice presented by the Rambam that every person in the household lights, or sometimes the husband and wife, that counts as one, but the number of children or other people in the household light their own menorah. So if you have a lot of people in the house, a lot of menorahs lit, and it increases each night like Beis Hillel. And most Sfardim to this day follow the practice that the Ri Balatosis quotes in Source 3, that there's only one menorah per household, no matter how many people are living there. So that's two different opinions. What I would like to look at this evening, though, is what's interesting. If we take a look in Source number 4, the Tur, Or Chaim Simen Tof Reish Ayin Aleph. Look at 5. Bekama Neiros Haim, how many candles? Belel Echad Madlik Echad, Mikan Ve'elech Mosif Ve'holech Echad B'chol Laila, Ad Shebachrona Yushmona V'afilo Im Rabim Ne'abayis Lo Yaseh Yoseh. So first of all, the Tor Paskins like the Re, okay, but I'm not interested so much in that machlokas. What I'm interested is that the Tor only says how many candles? 1 the first night, 2 the second night, 3 the third night. What happened to levels 1 and 2? What happened to the Neri Shubeso and the Mahadrin? The Torah seems to skip right to the Mahadrin and the Mahadrin. He tells you that the mitzvah is to go 1 the first night, 2 the second. Okay, he says only 1 per household, 1 menorah per household. I'm not, again, that's a machlokas tos the Rambam. Ashkenaz and Sfaradim in practices. Okay, that's the background. But what's striking is that unlike the Gemara in Source 1, which presented 3 possible levels as to how to perform this mitzvah, 3 possible ways, right? Neri Shubeso, Mahadrin, and Mahadrin Mina Mahadrin. The Torah simply says what the third way, the Mahadrin Mina Mahadrin way, that it increases each night. And similarly, so does the Shulchan Aruch. You look at Simon Tofresh Ayin Aleph, Narachim, of course, Sif Bey, 6, Kama Neros Madlik. Just like the Torah said, the first night 1, each night add another 1 until the last night you have 8. And he says, like the Torah, no more than that. That's like the Re. Hago on the second line of 6, the Ramah says, like the Ashkenazim, which is the Rambam's position. Everybody in the house, we have a menorah for every person in the house. That's the Ashkenazim. The Taz already points out that imprinted that a little unusual in that they hear the Sfardim. The Shulchan Aruch is power, and the Sfaradim follow the practice of the Re, the Balatosis, and the Ashkenazim follow the Rambam. That's not usual. Okay, their answer to that, not my problem right now. But the point is that I think it's striking that both the Tur and the Shulchan Aruch ignore options A and B mentioned in the Gemara. They go right to option number C, right? They ignore the Ner Ishubeso, that you can have 1 candle per night per household, or the option B, the Mahadrin, of having 1 candle per household member each night, again, not increasing at all from one night to the next. And both the Torah and the Mechaber, the Shulchan Aruch, and the Ramah doesn't argue, go right to the what we call the Mahadrin Mina Mahadrin, which is the way we do it. But I think it's somewhat striking that they simply leave out options A and B. And that leads us to wonder Well, are they really? Do they really remain options? Do A and B really remain options? And if so, on what level? The Levush, in his presentation, in Simon Tov Reish Ayin Aleph, same Simon Siv Beis, he writes, No again la hadle kol echad me abayis b'leil rishon ner echad o b'leil sheni kol echad shnei neiris, etc. Okay? The Levush writes it a little differently. He said, the minig is, and he's right, the widespread practice. I mean, I don't think any of us probably have ever seen anyone do other than that. Right, the widespread minig is that every person lights one, and every person in the house, or at least one person in the house lights one the first night to the second night. That's true, okay. And he writes, and that's a hiddur. That's an enhancement or an embellishment, the beautification of the mitzvah. Okay, it's a hiddur. How we know how many days there are and how many days the miracle there was. Beautiful. Okay, he gives you the reason behind it. And he mentions Malim HaKodesh Bein Reli. But again, I want to stress that it is, I believe, somewhat striking that both the Torah and the Mechaber simply ignore levels 1 and 2. The Levush also ignores, but he mentions that's a hiddur. And the Prima Gadim is sensitive to this problem. Source 8, the Prima Gadim in the Mishpat Zov, that's on the Taz, that's Simon Tofresh Ayan Aleph, Sikotan Aleph, source number 8. The Prima Gadim points out, the Hamechaber Shosasam Mashma the Hosafa Medina. The Mechaber who omitted, who left out options 1 and 2, the implication is that the adding and increasing each night, which in our Gemara, and likewise in the Rambam in the beginning of Parak Dalad, in the Vilchus Chanukah, which we saw, the Gemara back in source 1 and the Rambam in source 4, okay, who do present two other options. The Mechaber doesn't, and it sounds like he's saying the Tosefes Medina, that he really feels that that's the din, that the basic halacha really is, I entitled this year, what's the basic mitzvah? Okay, well, according to the Mechaber and the basic mitzvah is to do the Mahajan Min HaMahajan, which is not what we usually think because we're familiar with this Gemara and we're familiar with this Rambam, but again, you look in the Torah, you look in the Shulchan Aruch, they simply leave those things out altogether. And the Prima Gadim adds that Tzarech Ian, that's a little difficult. Kiyesh Nafkamina Bedina, there's a little Ladina. There's going to be a Nafkamina. There are practical consequences to this presentation if we're going to say that, in fact, the Iker Mitzvah, the real Mitzvah, is the Mahajim and the Mahajim. So that has halachic consequences to it, again, which we don't usually think of. So that's what I'd like to look at in tonight's shiur, just go through some of those halachic consequences. But I'd like to show you that it's not necessarily so foreign an idea to say that really what we call the Mahajim and Mahajim, which all of us do, that's really the basic mitzvah. That's the Iker Mitzvah of Ner Chanukah. Again, most people are familiar with that Gemara and Shabbos. Most people have seen the Rambam, and therefore we're used to thinking that there are three different options, and a Mahajim and a Hajim is simply the best of three options. But according to the Mechaber, and that's what the Prima Gadim says, sounds like it's not really just the best of the three options. It's really the proper way to do it. Okay? It's really the Iker Halacha is like that. And again, that's something new. So I'd like to look through, there's a Sefer called the Yom in the Chanukah, which was written by a grandson or great grandson, I'm not sure, of the Chassam Sofer. His name was Yochanan Sofer. Not that long ago, contemporary, you know, 20th century. So he has different nafkaminas, and I threw in a few others. That's what I'd like to go through with you, Bez Hashem, this evening. So there is a Gemara in Erchin, Daf Yoram and Aleph, going over to Yoram and Bez, a famous Gemara. The Gemara says in Source 9, the Omer B'Yochanan Mishumer B'Shumer B'Yotzarek, Shmona Asa Yomim Shayachad Gomer B'Yomis HaHalel. The sugya is talking about halal. It's the principal sugya, actually, of halal in the Shas. Erchin Yudam and Aleph going over to Yomim Beis. There are 18 days, that's talking about on a Torah level, in Eretz Yisrael, there are 18 days on which we say the entire halal, the full halal. Shmoneh Mehachag, the 8 days of Sukkot, including Shmirat Atzeres. Shmoneh Mechanukah, the 8 days of Chanukah, that's 16. Yom Tov HaRishon Shal Pesach, just the first day of Pesach. And Yom Tov Shel Atzeres, and the one day of Shavuos. That's in Eretz Yisrael. Uvagol and Chutzlaretz, it comes out to Esrim Me'echag, there are 21. Because you have Tishrei Me'echag, 9 days of Sukkot, including Shmirat Atzeres, and Simchas Torah, which is a separate day in Chutzlaretz, that's 9. Shmoneh Me'chanukah, Chanukah is the same, the 8 days of Chanukah, that's 17. Shnei Yomim Tovim Shel Pesach, the first 2 days of Pesach, because in Chutzlaretz we have the extra day of Yontif, right? And Shnei Yomim Tovim Shel Atzeres, and the 2 days of Shavuos, because we have an extra day of Shavuos. That brings out 21. So now the Gemara asks at the very bottom of Yudam, and at the end of the first paragraph in 9, "Mai shno bechag d'amrina kol yoma d'mai shno bepesach d'lo amrina kol yoma." Why is Sukkot different than Pesach? That on Sukkot we say the Hallel every single day of Sukkot. And on Pesach, according to this, we only say the first day, or Chutzot, the first 2 days. All right, we have the practice to say what's called the Chatzi Hallel, the rest of Pesach. But I'm not talking about that now. I'm talking about the full Hallel. What the Gemara begins with, Gomer Behenes Hallel, the full Hallel. So how come on Sukkot we say the full Hallel every single day of the whole 8 days, and on Pesach we don't? Gemara says, because, second paragraph 9, the Chag, Chalukin, Bekarbon Oseihem. Every single day of Sukkot, there's a different carbon, like we saw earlier, right? The number of cows offered decreased, as Rashi points out in Yudim Beis and 10. Every day was a new carbon. So in a certain sense, every day was like its own independent yontif, at least in terms of the carbonos. Okay. And Pesach is not. Pesach ain't chalukin b'carbon osan. On Pesach, there was no difference. It was always the same carbon every single day of Pesach. Like that's the famous pasuk, right? Kaila tasu layom shiva hashamim, right? That famous Azal Gerish Kaila, everybody calls out. Okay, that's what it means. Kaila tasu layom shiva shamim. Kaila, right? Every day of Pesach is the same exact carbon. Okay, not so on Sukkot. So Pesach, one hallel suffices for the whole yontif. Sukkot, each day is different. Good. Then the Gemara goes on. So how come we don't say hallel on Shabbos? The answer is because Shabbos is not called a moed. Okay. So what about on Rosh Chodesh, which it is called the Moed? Rashi proves regarding something else that's called the Moed. Yeah, but lo ikdash basiyas melacha, but there's no prohibition to melacha. So you need both that it's called the Moed and that it's an issur melacha. And they quote a pasuk to back it up. What about Rosh Yom Kippur? The Gemara says, why is it not Hallel Rosh Yom Kippur? The Gemara says it's inappropriate because those are days of judgment. The Kadosh Baruch Hu was sitting on his throne with the Sifrei Chaim, Sifrei Mesim. It's not time for Hallel. And then the Gemara has, if you look maybe 5 lines down, the second paragraph there, Anan, Erchin Yudim and Beis. The Gemara asks, what about Hanukkah? Hanukkah doesn't seem to fit any of the criteria mentioned above. It's not called a Moed, right? That's printed in 11, the Rabbeinu Gershom. Okay, there on Erchin Yudim and Beis. Lo Hachi v'lo Hachi. Lo Chilik b'Karbon. There's no difference in Karbonus on Hanukkah. There are no special Karbonus on Hanukkah. V'lo Mekudus l'Chag. It's not a Yontiv. V'lo Aser Basiyas Malacha. There's no Issa Malacha on Hanukkah. So Hanukkah doesn't have any of the criteria mentioned. So how can we say Hallel, the full Hallel on Hanukkah? Gemara asks, Mishum Nisa, because of the miracle. Okay, that's another reason for saying Hallel, because of the miracle. And then the Gemara goes on. And what about Purim? So Purim also has a miracle. We don't say Hallel. Gemara has 3 famous answers why Purim is different. Some say it's because the Megillah, it takes the place of Hallel. Others say because it was a miracle that happened outside of Eretz Yisrael. And others say that it's the miracle of Purim was incomplete because we're still in Golis. Okay, different reason than I mentioned Purim right now. But okay, that's the idea that on Sukkot you have separate Karbonos, on Hanukkah is because of the Nes. Now I want to look at this separate Karbonos instance issue. Take a look at Tosas, Sugya and Tainus, Chof Ches and Beis, which also is a parallel Sugya about Hallel. Source 12, we own provision shall Pesach. So says Tosas 12, who gomer Hallel, we say the full Hallel on Pesach. Literally says, the Chanukah, dinohu ligmor halel, the cholach ches yomim hoya hanes misgadel. He thinks that's what the Gemara means, there's a nes. Because you could ask, what do you mean there was a nes on Chanukah? So why 8 days? Once will be enough. No, because the nes, the miracle of Chanukah, increased every day. Because every day that little drop of oil continued to burn, it was another miracle. Each day was a new celebration. Wow, it burned again. Okay, and then the next night. Oh, it burned again another night. Wow, right? Each night was something new. And therefore, it's like Sukkot, it's like its own carbon. That's what Tosas says. The Meiri, and that's Sugan, our Sugan, Chanukah, Sugan, Shabbos, Chafal, Meiz, Dumas, Ner, Chanukah, 13, says the Meiri, V'nachso, Le'inyan, Hanes, let's go back and talk with the Hanes, Hu shepach ze lo yabal ahadlik ala layla achas. This pach, this flask of oil, the jar of oil that they found, as we all know, had only enough for one night, and they were able to do for the 8 days and explained that they went to Tekoa, which is the place where they got the oil from. He goes through the whole idea, and then they ground up oil and had to wait for them to become tar. Again, some eyes, it took them 8 days. And therefore, he says, they established Chanukah, no Yisra Malacha, okay, but the days of Hodah, he explains, and he says, the Afal Pi, look through 4 lines on the bottom of that, Miriam 13. The Afal Pi, Shibagulus Mitzrayim, Ain Gomer Tzahala El Yom Rishon, even though when it comes to celebration of Pesach, the redemption of Mitzrayim, we only say Hallel one day, okay? And we don't do it like on Sukkot because of the difference of the carbonas. So he says Chanukah is different, like Tosa says, right? Shine Chanukah shiny, shebechol yom v'yom hayanes misrabel mischadesh yoser. Every day, then the miracle increases. Okay, very nice. You look in what's called the Siddur Rashi. and other Svarim that Rashi is Sefer HaPardes. There are certain Svarim that were printed in the base Medrash of Rashi. Look at something interesting in Siman Shun Yod Ches in the Siddur Rashi, but it's also in the Sefer HaPardes. He says as follows, 14. Talking about Chanukah. Shachris Mitzbalan Shmon Esay Maskirin Alanisim Hodah. Good. Each morning of Chanukah, we say the Shmon Esay, we say Alanisim. Okay. The Gomer B'Tfilah after Shachris is over, Chorus Alay. Say hello, which we do, of course. And look what he writes here. The Gomer no so kol Shmon Yomim. We say hallel for all 8 days of Pesach, the full hallel. Miyasod Chachamim was instituted by the Chachamim. Le Persume Nisa. Okay, and they are one of the 21, they are 8 of the 21 days we mentioned before. But look what he says. Shayachid, second line of 14. Shayachid Gomer and Itzahalel, Shechanaka Choluk B'nei Rosov, the Gomer and Itzahalel. Each night of Chanukah, we light a different number of candles, and therefore it's similar to Sukkot. Okay, whereas Pesach, the number of the carbon is the same. This is more like Sukkot because there's a change in our activity from one day to the other. Okay? Now, that's a striking comment by Rashi, because Rashi is saying that the reason we say Hallel all 8 days of Hanukkah, not like Tosis and the Meiri said, because each day was a new nais. It may relate to that, but that's not what Rashi says. Rashi says every day of Hanukkah, we have a different number of candles lit. So I say, wait a second. That's only according to the Mahajan and the Mahajan. That's not automatic. I thought that's only according to level number 3, right? So I'm just showing you that this idea that we said from the suggested in the Torah and the Shulchan Aruch that only mentions level 3 and that maybe that's really the Iker Mitzvah. Well, this is an interesting precedent for it. Comes from Rashi. Okay. Not only Rashi, take a look in the Avudraham, in the Yom Chanukah 15. He says, and the reason we finish all these days and not on Pesach and Sion, he says, look at the second line, the end of the first line, going to the second line. If we should call Shmonis Mechanica, Yesh Bechol Mehem, and Bechol Echad Mehem, Dover Chodesh, Shuner Echad Yoser. Every day of Hanukkah is one more candle. And therefore, it's like Sukkot, every day carbon is different each day. Again, that's the Avudra. I'm saying the same idea. Okay. But wait a minute. I thought that's not really the Iker Din. I thought really the Iker Din was Neri Shubeso or the Mahadran, where you don't change from one night to the next. LMI, what do you see from these Rishonim? It seems to me you see from these Rishonim already that in the days of Rishonim, the idea of lighting and changing from one night to the next was more than just the Mahadran. That really became the Iker Din. The Shibola Haleket, talking about Rosh Chodesh, Simon Kuf Ayin Dalad, 16. He writes, "Beloma Gomer is a halab Chanukah Matzosi Atam B'Shem Rabbeinu Shlomo." That's Rashi, right? Mitolshi Chalukah B'nei Rosel, because they have different number of candles each day. That's like Sukkot and so on. Now he quotes his brother Binyamin, who gives a different reason because the Nais, that's Tosas, that was a Miri, because the miracle increased every single day and so on. And then he mentions something else that there is a change. We read on Chanukah in the Torah, we read the Nasiim. Every day a different nasi. So there was like a different carbon brought every single day on Chanukah also. Not really Chanukah, okay, but we call it what the Nesiim's carbonus that we read about on Chanukah really happened during Nisan. But we connect it to Chanukah, and therefore we read about it. So in a certain sense, each day is different. That's another possibility. Or he says that it has to do with the dedication, which they made it parallel to the dedication of Melech, or the dedication of the time of the Bayis Sheni. Under Ezra, each day is different. Okay, but those are other reasons. But Shabbat Aleket quotes the reason of Rashi. And the Beis Yosef, in Siman Tov Reish Pei Gimel, in Simchat Aleph 17, brings down this Shita from the Avudram, from the Shabbat Aleket, that each day is Choluk B'nei Rosov.
The Karbonos of the Nesiim were the same, though.
What's that? Yeah, we'll see. So the very good. Segue right to the next source. The Maimar Mordechai, because one of the early Achronim, Siman Tov Reish Pei Gimel. He quotes this Beis Yosef, quoting the Shabbat Aleket, and he says, that's not, look at the end of the first one. She'ein zeh maspik. First of all, what do you mean it changes the number of candles burned each night? Shari Medina, Sagi B'Nerecha B'Holala. I thought one is enough. The basic level is Neri Shubeso. Or the Mahadrin, Shosim Ner L'Chol Echad V'Echad. I thought, you don't have to change. So they light the same number every night. So all these explanations, Hanukkah is different because each day it changes. That's not true. That's only according to the Mahadrin and Mahadrin. And he said the second reason, the other reason, about the Nesiim, he said, Dafka, you just said, hey, each Nasi brought the exact same carbon. And then you could say it was a different person, but still it was the exact same carbon. Anyway, he says that therefore he thinks the best reason is the reason we said before, that the miracle increased each day. But I'm just showing you, the Maamar Mordechai is sensitive to our issue. But apparently, all these Rishonim, Rashi, the Avudraham, Shmuel HaLekin, the Beis Yosef quotes it, are ready to say that sounds like the Iker Mitzvah is really to do the Mahadran Min HaMahadran. because they say Ikar Din, it changes every night. Yeah, it's true. They have other levels, but the real Ikar, it's not just a, you know, it's not just a chumrah, not just, you know, a hiddur mitzvah, so to speak. The Aruch HaShulchan, it's in a Tov Reish Pei Gimel Sif Aleph in 19 quotes. He says, "B'chanukah gomrim es ha'halel mishum duchol yom naaseh b'oneis b'ach Hashem v'od the b'chol yom chalak b'nei rosav l'fiyah mahajun min ha'mahajun." Well, according to the Mahajan and Mahajan. But again, apparently that's, at least according to someone, can make the case that that's really the basic mitzvah. In fact, I came across, I was quoted in this sefer, there's a sefer called Halachas Ketzuvos, which is from the Gaonim. This sefer I mentioned before, Milan de Chanukah, it's not my bekiyas. He quotes it, but I found the sefer Halachas Ketzuvos is in the database. So I found that it printed in source 20. Halachas Ketzuvos is from the Gaonim, from the 900s, attributed to Rabbi Yehudai Gaon. So that's an ancient source. He writes in 20, "B'Chanukah chayav adam lahadlik ner achas b'layla rishona, b'layla shniyah shtayim." Right, one the first night, two the second night. He says chayav, that's the chiyav. Yosef Achaz B'cholayla, add one each night until the eighth night and so on. He says you have to make three brachas. Fine. Now look what he says at the very end. V'imrotze la'asos ner echad b'cholayla v'layla k'layla harishon yotze dechovoso. If you want to light only one candle for the household each night, the same in the second night, the same in the third, the same in the eighth night, you're yotze. Can't change what it says in the Gemara. But according to this presentation, it's pretty clear that the Iker is to do the Mahajan and Mahajan. That's what you really should strive to do. If you can't, or you don't want to, and you want to just light one per household, so Yotze, it sounds like almost like a B'dievid. Right? That's much stronger than we used to think. We thought, okay, Mahajan, Min Mahajan. You know, you're supposed to light, you light more, you know, you light one, you add one each night. But according to this presentation, that's really the Ikar Din. If you want to get away with doing something lesser and lighting one, you know, per night and not changing one to the next and lighting in one candle eighth night, so either of your dog go and says, you're Yotze. I mean, the Gemara says, so you're Yotze. But that's clearly not the right way to do it. So again, I'm showing you Mikoros that seem to indicate that the real basic mitzvah, the principal mitzvah, is the Mahajan and Mahajan. The Bala Iter, to Nichlis Tzitzis, Dav Ayin Zayin, Column Bays, in his presentation, 21, he quoted the discussion there is, what do you make the bracha? You know, we have two different verbs, or two different, not really verbs, two different presentations in Birchas HaMitzvah. It's a big discussion. You ever notice some Birchas HaMitzvah, we use the infinitive, le, right? Le hadlik ne'er shel Chanukah. But other times we say al mikra megillah. Al achilas matzah, okay? Le shev basukah. Lishmoa kol shofar. Al antilas yadayim, right? So sometimes we have a le and sometimes al. So a lot of discussion. Okay, a lot of discussion. A lot of discussion why certain mitzvahs are le and sometimes al. Okay, we don't have time to go into it now. But in that conversation, the Iter suggests that a mitzvah, you know, which is so to speak, you know, it continues. Okay, then you use le. Like le shir basuki, you sit in a sukkah for a long time. Lis ateif batzitzi, put the talis on it. Shakol Sham Shashman Barkley. Kagon Lahadlik Ner Shachanaka. Shiesha Bahadlik Ner Sakhar. It's not just one thing, you gotta light several candles, right? Lishma Kol Shofi, you have to hear several sounds. But what do you see what he says? Lahadlik Ner Shachanaka, you're doing several. What do you mean? I thought the basic mitzvah is only one. So he too seems to say like that. That no, the basic mitzvah is to light more than one. The Ravan also, one of the shown him in the Shahs of Chuvas presented at the beginning of the Sefer Ravan, Simon Lamedei 22. Okay, he says, Kriyas HaHalel is not the same, because by Megillah we say Al Mikra Megillah, but by Halel we say Likroas HaHalel with the Lamed. So he says the differences between that, we have more things to be stopped, we don't do everything together, we have to stop and answer Hodu and answer Honor to the Chazan. Anyway, it's not one continuum, whereas Mikra Megillah is one continuum. Okay, but when it's chopped up, when there are different aspects to it, then you say le. So you look on the third line again. V'chein le hadlik ner shel Chanukah l'vishe b'chol alelos levad mil arishin yesh bo neros lahadlik. There are many. V'lo nigmar hamitzah ad shemadlik kol haneros. The mitzvah is not done till all the candles are lit. So therefore, you have to say le hadlik because it's, you know, it goes on multiple things. So again, you see from this Rishon, the Ravan, a Rishon, okay, who says this also that really you have to do men again. There seems to be that's the Ikar Mitzvah, really. If we go further.
Then according to the Ravan, then the first night, though, we should not say
Lahad. Yes, again, a good question. Maybe I say Lo Plug, maybe. That's a good point. You have to say Lo Plug. Okay, now look, he says at the very end, the last word of 22, V'lo Chilku Brechus Laila Rishon Mishar Leilos. They don't want to say different, same mitzvah, different brachas, but it's a good horror. He was sensitive to it. The Ravid, commenting on the Rambam Hilchos Brachas Perikot Av Halacha Tezvav, 23. Okay, again, talking about the same question. Kos of Ravidzel, why on Mikra Megillah we say Al? And he says, you know, maybe Mitzvah Drabonim we should say Al, because they're not really as obligatory, but he says Kosher Ner Chanukah. But he says, Ulai Mipnei, second line of 23, the Ravid. Ulai Mipnei She'ein Lo Kitso, She'mahadrin Mosif, V'chein Mahadrin Menor Yose, the more to do. So at least he, you know, says that that is somehow it's Koveya the Brocha. Okay. So anyway, that's...
I'm sorry, can you just summarize that? Meaning when you say Al versus Lit?
So again, there are numerous different suggestions. One suggestion that these were shown to give is when the mitzvah has different parts, you say Lit. When it's one continuum, you say Al. Every rule that you can come up with, the Rishonim do, they're exceptions. It's very, very hard to figure out, okay? Because, you know, again, there are other suggestions. Other suggestions say, can you do it with a shliach, or must you do it yourself? That's a distinction. But whatever distinction you want to come up with, they're going to be exceptions. But and again, maybe another time we'll give a shiur on that subject, Bez Hashem, but I'm only bringing in what these Rishonim are saying because it relates to our question, and suddenly we see this unusual idea that since they're calling Hanukkah a mitzvah, it has several parts. Sounds like you're lighting more than one candle, and that's only mahajim and mahajim. Elamai, it's a proof or a possible proof that that's really the Iker mitzvah. Just in terms of some nafkaminas, it's very interesting. The Magen Avraham in some Tov Reish Ayin Aleph Sukkot 24 discusses what happens if I have a limited amount of oil or candles, whatever. We don't have this problem today because we're wealthy. We have candles and oil, but at one time, you know, it wasn't so easy to come by. So let's say you have only a little bit, and your friend, your next door neighbor, has nothing. Doesn't have any oil or candle at all. So the Magen Avraham writes, "Mutov shiyadlik b'chol laila echad v'itein legam l'chaver d'hamedina in tzarech ala echad." The Magen Avraham says, "Give your friend some of the oil. You light. Don't do mahajun mina mahajun. Don't light so many more candles. Okay, and your friend will have nothing. Give your friend some of the candles that you have, and you'll end up lighting only one." Because he says, the Magen Avraham is pretty clear. That's the basic mitzvah. Okay, that's the basic mitzvah. Okay, the machzah shekel. Commenting on the Magen Avraham and Sivkot Nalef over there says that obviously it's talking about someone who lives in a different house, because if he lives in your house, he's including what you're doing. Okay, so we're talking about that if you don't give him candles, you don't lend him oil or whatever, he's not going to be able to do the mitzvah at all. Okay, so that's clear. Okay, but clear from the Magen Avraham is the basic mitzvah really is only one candle. Baharaya, you know, you should not insist on doing the mahajim and mahajim, you know, if your friend's not going to have anything. However, not everyone agrees to that. The Elia Rabbah, it's gotten Gimel, that same Simon Tov Reish Ayin Aleph. He says, "Miyesh lo Shem Ritzimso." He quotes the Magen Avraham. He says, "Lachor Kasha, Lagam lechaber Medina ain't tzarich chol b'nei yisam adlik b'medina echad." Be'afshe the Ma'ar she'enam b'nei beis. It's got to be the Torah that's not from your house. But he says, "Tzarichi." And he quotes the Tshuva Space Yaakov, who talks about you don't let. Okay, let's say I can get another talis and you can't, but I can get another talis by borrowing from the shul. Okay, so and you won't be able to come to shul. So you live further away, or an esrog, or whatever. I'll give you my esrog. Otherwise, you won't be able to do it. And I'll use the shul's esrog. Okay, he says no, because the nikale tfei levarach al shalo. Okay, if I want to be among the mahadrin, okay, then that's not my responsibility. You won't be able to do the mitzvah. It's a different approach, and I think that approach works out very well. If you say, especially if that's really the ikka mitzvah, yeah, I'm giving you a candle, but you know, by doing that, I'm not able to be in the mahadrin, and I'm not able to do at least what some rishonim consider to be ikka mitzvah. So not so fast. It's not my responsibility. I'm sorry, I don't have enough oil, but I don't have to forfeit my mitzvah. So at least we have someone suggest the possibility. This is a possible nafkamina in this question. Okay, in our question. Another possible nafkamina is the Shulchan Aruch discusses in Siman Tov Reish Ayin Aleph Sif Zayin, okay, lighting in shul. I talked about that with the Mechamayr today. Lighting in shul. Okay, so Amin gives you light in shul with a brocha, fine. The Ramon, so actually did the lighting. It's not Yotze in shul because no, you don't live in the shul. I mean, you have to light again when you come home. And we do it between Mechamayr, fine. But let's look at the last line of 27 in the Shulchan Aruch, Tov Reish Ayin Aleph Sif Zayin. Vimrotzim lemar lispala la'achar sheberach ha'shatz v'hidlik echermen yuchal ha'shamesh lahadlik ha'nisharim v'ha'shatz yispala. If you need to be in a rush, you want to go daven, you made the brocha, you lit one, you can give it to somebody else to finish up the lighting. So the shamesh or somebody else in the shul can finish up, you go run and daven. Okay? And that's now the question is, can you do that at home also? Can you do that at home? Marshal in the Tshuva in Pehei 28 says, "Kol ish hamadlik varach over lezion miyad achlik nerishon chuika yochol iten la'achar shigmo hadlaka." The main thing is the first candle. So if I have to rush out somewhere, I'm late for a meeting, I have to rush somewhere. So I'll simply, it's the eighth night, and I have no time, I got to run right out. So I'll make the brocha, I light the first candle, then I give it to my wife and my kid, you finish up, I got to run out of here. That's okay, says the Marshal. The Magen Avraham does not hold it that so quickly. He says, so you've got Yud Aleph there in Tov Reish Ayin Aleph 29. But Beiso Tzarech Hu L'Hadlik Kulam. You quote some who say, no, in your house, you got if you make the bracha, you got to light all of them. And the Marshal says, no, you can give it to somebody else. we can suggest that that's this machlokas. If you hold that the main mitzvah is one, so even at home, once you lit the one, you can give to someone else in the house to finish up. But if you hold that the ikar mitzvah is to, like we suggested, is the mahajan minim mahajan, and you can't leave till you lit all of them. Okay, that's maybe this machlokas of 2 days there in the Magen Avraham. Okay, and the Machzor Shekel explains, if gotten it out 30, he says, in shul, so it doesn't matter who's doing it because no one's chayv anyway. Whether the chazan does it, the shaman does it, the rabbi does it, they give it to someone else, what's the difference? You're only doing it for the tzibur, for pursuing nisa anyway. But at home, maybe it's the mitzvah on the balabayas. Therefore, gam hu yad likulam. He would have to light the whole thing. Because again, or not, that's the question. But this is another nafkamina in our hakira, whether the real ikr is mahadr mina mahadrin, in which case you should say that the balabayas should not leave till he's done everything. Or if no, once the first is done, the basic mitzvah is done. Okay, and again, the Eliyahu Rabbah, who has the Marshal brings a raya that's zicha okay to, for someone else to do it. But again, the Eliyahu Rabbah, in Yud Zayin, quotes that he thinks that it's different. That a raya from a case in Yuma, Gemara about the Kohen Gadol finishing certain avoda, which he didn't have. Marshal's raya, they don't have to finish more than the basic. And the Eliyahu Rabbah, again, who said earlier, that really the Mahajan min Mahajan seems to be the Iker, says not so fast. It's not a Raya. There the Kohen Gadol couldn't do it, different reasons. But that's another Nafkamina. Here's another interesting Nafkamina. The Orchus Chaim, Mechelik Alechus Chanukah, Simin Yud, 32. Okay, Mishalo Hidlik Bilel Gimel Ela Beis Neros. Okay, Bilel Dalet Ela Gimel. Okay, a guy made a mistake. Tonight, okay, tonight's the third night of Hanukkah, right? The person made a mistake, lit only two candles. Got mixed up, lit only two candles. Could happen, right? Or the third night, the fourth night, lit only three. So he says, "Hi, am I Sibulanil?" So now he realized afterwards. So he says, "Hiskimo shiyadlik mashachosul lahadlik." Okay. And now he realized, "What am I doing? Tonight's the fourth night. So I got to light four candles. Well, let's say tonight, Motzei Shabbos, right? I only lit two, and I look at the menorah. Oh my gosh, I only two candles. I forgot to light the third. So there are chesam said, "So light the other one now." But you don't have to make a new bracha because the bracha you said at the beginning was on everything you had in mind to light whatever the chiyuv was tonight. To light tonight, the Beis Yosef. In Siman Tov Reish Ayin Beis, he quotes this Orchus Chaim, and he says you don't have to make another bracha. Same thing. That's the ruling in the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Tov Reish Ayin Vav Sif Aleph 34. Hamadlik. Shulchan Aruch doesn't quote this case per se. He tells you the three brachas, and the rest of the week only two brachas, etc. Okay. And he writes, zman b'lil rishon. What if the first night I forgot to say Shechianu? So you could say it the second night or whenever you remember. So Magen Avraham, and the Siman Tov Reish Ayin Vav in the introduction, it's not a Sivkotin, but just the beginning, he says, Im Shachach 35, Im Shachach v'hidlik ner echad pachos min haroi, yadlik od v'lo yivarach, ki habroschach sh'asa b'tchila achiv kol haneiros osa. Quotes that base Yosef. Good, right? If you lit the wrong number, and I realize afterwards, oh, I left one out, so light it now without a bracha. Then he says to take a look what I wrote in Tov Reish Nun Aleph. So here's what he wrote in Siman Tov Reish Nun Aleph, which is Hilchos Lulav, 36. And Hilchos Lulav, Siman Tov Reish Nun Aleph, Archaim Sivkot, Chav Hey, 36. He says, V'torach in the Besiman Tov Reish Ayin Beis, Kosso B'Shem Orchus Chaim, Im Lo Hidlik B'Lel Dalet El Gimel Neros, Yachso V'Yadlik, V'Lo Yivarach, Ki Abrocha Shos B'Kel Archiv, Kol Neros Oso. V'Chein Kosso B'Dobar Avud Rambay B'Shem Arambam, I had in mind to light three candles. I knew it was the third night. I just made a mistake. I only put two things in there, right? One of the kids set it up. I noticed, right? So you don't make another bracha. And that's quoted from the Avudram, who quotes him in Shuas Harambam. The Avudram is in Chanukah 37. Nishal Harambam Zal, Misha Hidlik Ner Chanukah Berachalav. Bacharka Hidlik Ner Chacheres. Then he lit other ones afterwards. You have to make a new bracha or not. And the Rambam quoted, that if it had at the time, now here's the key though. If he had in mind at the time to light more, then he doesn't have to make a new bracha. But here's the key. Berach v'hidlik v'achachach nizdam nalo neiros lahadlik mevarech v'chol pam upam. What if when I lit the candles, I thought I didn't have it. I knew which night it was, but I don't have enough candles. Not that I made a mistake, put the wrong number in. Look at the second part of this Rambam. And the Rambam is in the Blau edition of the Chuvas Rambam, Simon Rosh Reish Chav Beis. Okay, look at 38. Sheila, Ma Yoma Adonena Bidvar Misha Hidlik Ner Chanukah Uberach Olav Bechazelik Ner Chanukah Acher. So you make another bracha, and he says a Toloi BeKavana Samarach. What was your kavana originally? Was your kavana originally to light this number? Then you're off to make a bracha. But if it wasn't, you would make a bracha, and that's what the Eliyahu Rabbah again writes also in Siman Tov Reish Ayin Beis Sivkot in Zion. Mashma dimi ein daita lekach ela sover shelo yelo yoser v'achakach nizdam elo chozum avorech. The implication of this Rambam with Yavud Rambam, the Magen Avraham, the implication of all this is: let's say I had a limited amount of oil. I thought I only have, well, tonight's the third night, but all I have is one candle. I didn't know, so therefore I had in mind I'm lighting one candle. I'm going to do the Neri Shubeso. Okay, what can I do? I don't have any more, so I light one candle tonight. Not that I made a mistake. I got mixed up what night it was, or I just the kid set it up wrong. I'm fully cognizant of what's going on. I know it's a third night. I've only got one candle. So I light one candle. Then suddenly I find two candles, or a neighbor drops off. I get in the mail from the Tells Yeshiva. I get finally the package of Hanukkah candles come. So suddenly I have now more candles. Beautiful. I didn't have in mind when I made the bracha. I didn't know they were going to come. And now we open the mail and there's another package of candles. So now when I light those two candles, light two more to get up tonight, tonight was the third night, or whatever the number is, should I make another bracha? Says the Aliyah Rabbah, the implication is yes. Yes. Because everybody, I would ask a question, what do you mean yes? You were Yotze the Mitzvah, weren't you? You were Yotze the Mitzvah with the basic candle. How in the world can you make a new bracha? The Rambam says depends on what your kavana was. But even if it wasn't my kavana, even my kavana tonight was to light only one candle because I thought that's all I had. And lo and behold, now I discovered more candles. So I'm going to light the extra ones to bring it up to the right number for tonight. I can make a bracha? Says the Rabbi, yes. And maybe the Rambam would even agree, yes. Because why? Because apparently, Mahadrin, Mina Mahadrin, is more of the Iker Mitzvah, so you can still make a bracha. If you hold that the basic mitzvah was already done, so okay, you want to light extra candles for Pesuminisa, go right ahead, but you can't make another bracha. But the other, I don't know what the Rambam would say. Sounds like it would say there's a lot of literature about this Rambam because this Rambam seems to say that even after the mitzvah is done, there's still shayach the hider mitzvah. That's against how the Brisker Rav, the famous Brisker Rav, learned the Rambam that you can't, once you stop, you know, it's, whatever. The different versions of the text of this Rambam. In any event, that's another nafkamina with this kind of case, okay? And I say, you know, right? If you hold it, Mahajan is really the Iker Mitzvah. So it makes sense. If I now suddenly come up with more candles, I want to do the Mahajan and Mahajan, I can make a Nebracha. I can make a Bracha if I didn't have it in mind originally. But if you hold the basic mitzvah is Neri Shubeso, so good. I would have liked to be Mahajan, but I thought I only had one candle. So I lit, and that was it. I was done. Then suddenly I discovered two more candles. So I can't make a Bracha. So that's another possible Nafka Minute discussion. Related Nafka Minute, Prichodesh, has a case in Siman Tov Reish Ayin Beis, Siv Beis, 40. Nishalti, mi shahaya omed leil shvi v'hayal ol hadlik zayin v'sover shu leil shishi. Okay, the guy made a different mistake. It was the seventh night. He thought it was the sixth night. Okay, he thought it was the sixth night. He was convinced it was the sixth night. Okay, you know, by the way, I always like to point out, you know, you can ask somebody. It's not like Sirius Omer. And you can ask somebody what night of Hanukkah it is. That's, oh, last night was the fifth. And you don't have to do that by near Hanukkah. You can tell the right number. Okay, anyway, so So he was there. He thought it was the sixth night. So he lit six candles. And then his wife comes into the room, or some of the kids comes home. Hey, Dad, you only lit six candles. Yeah, tonight's the sixth night. No, tonight's the seventh night. Oh, I forgot. You're right. Tonight is the seventh night. So I'm going to, and he had candles. He had plenty of candles. Just didn't know. Okay. So now the question is, should he make a bracha or not? So he says, well, the Prichodesh, Kevin, the Mitzvah, Chanukah, Neir, Shabeso, Vina, Tamarach, Mishma, Hiddah, Lo, Boy, Lebruchai. Prichodesh said, well, no, because the basic mitzvah he fulfilled. He fulfilled. You want to light a seventh candle? It was up to eight, but you can't. The basic mitzvah fulfilled. Okay. And he said it's like that the case in Orchis Chaim. Possibly relate to our machlokas. The Prima Godim, okay, quotes the, but not everybody agrees. The Prima Godim says it. The Prima Godim in the Eshav Rom, in the introduction in 41, says, yeah, he quotes the Prichodesh, but he says, I don't see how you can make a bracha. Look at the end, but Sirach Torchi and Heichan Sibono, Halo Habarach Lamahadin, Ushar Ben Elim Yotzer, Yotzer, I can make a bracha. Okay? I understand I can make a bracha. But some say you do. And that's at the Machzah Shekel and Simchot in the Hagdama also. The Machzah Shekel, the Hagdama also says like that. He says, I don't see how you can make a bracha, but according to what we presented, you could make a bracha. You could make a bracha because that's part of the mitzvah. Mahadim Mahadim, your mitzvah isn't done. I printed in 43 the Ksav Sofer at a different angle. I just printed it for its interest. Or Chaim Sim Kuf Lamed Hay in the Shuvah of the Ksav Sofer. The Ksav Sofer says, if you're lighting less, then that's worse than lighting just one. He says, the reason you make a bracha, let's say it's the seventh night and I light only six. So what have you accomplished? You haven't even done anything. You haven't done Neri Shubeso because you lit more. On the other hand, you lit the wrong number. So that's worse. Because you lit, right? So that's why you can make a bracha, because you didn't finish your mitzvah. That's what he suggests. But I think an interesting suggestion, it seems.
Nowadays that we have a light, like electric lights,
yeah.
Would the shamish not? Can you just use the shamish as number seven? Like, meaning, or like,
you want to count the shamish, but you didn't have it in mind. I have to think about that. You can, probably not, because you didn't have it in mind for the mitzvah. Maybe. Anyway, that's another issue. Okay, that may relate to this question. The Chidor and the Birkei Yosef in some Tavrei Shainov Sif Cotton Bays says, okay, the same about we basically learned before, based on that Rambam, you didn't have enough oil for the first night, other than one candle. It's a fifth night, but only had one good, and then suddenly you found more, and some more came in the mail, whatever. He says Nistapek is a suffix. We should make a bracha not, and we said that Tzidei Tzadim L'Kan L'Kan. That's our machlokas. That's exactly our issue. And some say you should make another bracha. The Rambam seems to imply that you should, but the Chai Adam in his footnotes in Nishmas Adam called Kuf Mem Ches and the Kotan Aleph quotes his Rambam. He thinks the Rambam meant, not that this guy can't make a new bracha. He was talking about, when the Rambam say make another bracha, he was talking about somebody who was then subsequently appointed as a shliach by another person to light for him. There's a whole different read on the case, but he wouldn't say you'd make another bracha. Maybe the Rambam wouldn't, okay? Some poskim say that you would, then it depends on his chakira, okay? Here's another interesting thing. You're supposed to make the before the mitzvah, right? That's how the Shulchan Aruch says, by all mitzvahs, right? Sim tofrei shayin rov siv beis. Milel Rishon ve'elach Mivarach Shtayim, two brachas, lahadlik and shosanis, no more shechianu. And the Rambam writes, v'yivarach kol ha-brachos kodim shiyaske lahadlik. Of course, like every other mitzvah, over lasiyos, you make the bracha before you do the mitzvah. Good. So here's an interesting question. The Prima God, the Menishra Zav there in Tzukot and Beis 47 says, what if, again, I made a mistake? We're all gathered around the table, lighting Chanukah candles, and I lit my first candle. I didn't make the bracha yet. I didn't make the bracha. Okay, miu im hidlik ner echad yesh la'ayin yesh loma mevarach hashar ner kolol shinu ve'elach. Okay, he says, what if I already lit the first candle? I blew it. Okay, what if I picked up my lulav and esrog already? Okay, and I forgot to make a bracha. The answer is me the agbe nafik bay, the mitzvah's over. You're done. Okay, and the bracha's not maki. So this person made a mistake. He lit the first candle, and all of a sudden the kids in the fight. What are you said a bracha? Oh yeah. Okay. So says the Prima God, no, maybe you should make a bracha. Afal gav din erechad rak mitzvah shalom ahadrin. Okay. Quotes the Magen Avraham, the bracha goes on everything. Well, this could also possibly, and he lives in the Tzarachim. The Prima God, I'm not so sure. Because maybe you were Yotze already. But again, this question will depend on our Chakira. If you hold that the Mahadrim and Ahadrim is really the Iker mitzvah, so good, after you lit the one without the bracha, or two, whatever, you can light the rest, make the bracha and then light the rest. It's still called over lasi osam, because you haven't finished the mitzvah yet. He lives in the Tzarachim. Okay, the Tshuvas Halachas Ketanas, Chelek Aleph Simon Gimel, 48. Shalta Odim Hidlik Nerishon Aloberich Nirishon Baruch Alashar. And then what? Here's another part of the question. What if they all burnt out already? That's another question. We were talking about the others are still burning, but now the others, they all burnt out. Then is there anything? What about that? He says, Efshar Shekol's Man Shosib Gehidr Mitzvah Yesh Olavar. He says, as long as it's still part of the Hidr, there's a mitzvah. So it doesn't discuss what happens if it went out. Rabbi Kiva Eger has a famous tshuva about this in Tshuvas Rabbi Kiva Eger, Madura Tinyanasim Yud Gimel. Okay. He says, somebody lit the eighth night of Chanukah, Dvar Shiloso, B'misha Hidlik near Chanukah, B'leil Ches, it was the eighth night, B'shochach Levarach, he forgot to make a bracha, but he hadn't finished all of them yet, and then suddenly remembered he didn't make the bracha, should he make the bracha or not? Okay, he says, for sure, Alanisim, or Shechianov is relevant, then for sure. Not Alanisim, meaning, you know, Shos Anisim. That for sure you can do, because that really, even someone who sees it, who's not even a roe, can make that bracha. But as far as Lahadlik, he said, well, it's going to depend. Yikelinim Brichas, next page, Achelinim Brichas Lahadlik, not so simple. Because maybe he already finishes mitzvah with one candle. And the fact that you add the others, that's just a hither, like we said before, maybe. Okay. On the other hand, he concludes for three reasons why you could make a bracha. He quotes many things that we quoted, the Prichadosh, you know, about the guy who thought it was the sixth night and really was the seventh night, said all these things. And he quotes the Eliyarabba that we mentioned, that more candles come in the mail later, you can make a bracha. So basically, and therefore it's called a mitzvah hanim sheches. It's an ongoing mitzvah. That Akiva Eger Paskins, basically three reasons. He says, imkein, the last two lines. You can read the whole tshuva. I didn't print the whole tshuva, but the part I printed. Imkein, benidadan, betzirif hanisraz, ach echad, das el yirabba, the bracha lehidr. First of all, the el yirabba and others we saw say you can make the bracha on the hidr. Two, since it's a continuing, ongoing mitzvah, it's not over, that's another reason. And three, some people hold in general minority view, but it is. Some people hold that even after you did the mitzvah, you can still make a bracha as long as you didn't leave. You can't make it 2 hours later, but even by Lovanes, you can make it afterwards. So with those three shitas, Rabbi Akiva Eger says you can make the bracha even after you're in the middle of the mitzvah. But again, it's partly based on this idea that the Mahadir and Mahadir is really the Iker mitzvah. The Rambam in Perek Yud Aleph, Brachas Halacha Hey, says in 50 that a mitzvah which is ongoing, let's say I sat in the sukkah and I forgot to say Leisha B'sukkah. So I can say it now. I'm going to be in the sukkah for another half an hour. It's okay. It's still called Over Las Yosem. Or I put on my talis. I forgot to make the bracha. But I'm keeping my talis on. So he said the same thing by Ner Chanukah. Okay, the Mishnah Berurah in Sukkot and Dalet says, really, you should make the bracha before because of Over Las Yosem. And then he quotes this to us that we keep Eger, but you can, okay, even if you haven't finished all of them, you can still make the bracha. The Kibbe Eger. Now, the Shara Tzion in Sukkot and Hay 52, and Simon Tafresh above points out, the Prima Godim, as we saw before, leaves it for Tzarachian. I'm not so sure you can make the bracha because you did the mitzvah already after you lit one or two, but certainly one, okay? And therefore, that's the eighth night, and you remember after lighting four that you haven't made the bracha, Prima Godim is misupik about it. Okay, nevertheless, the Rekiv Eger, he says, has all these thought why you can make the bracha. But again, it depends a little bit on our issue. The Ben Ishchai, Shon Rishono, Parshat Yitro, the society posing, Hilchos Chanukah also, and Os Yud write, if you forgot to make a bracha, but you haven't finished, you can still make the bracha on the rest, because he says, even though they're only the hither, but it's still in a certain sense part of the mitzvah, possibly. It's the same idea, okay? So it's MS in Shabbos Chof Alvin Bezil Master Shomba Gemara, goes through some of these issues. He writes, the Fiza Yeshla Ayin B'Mahadrin Mahadrin. Okay, if on the third night you only lit two, and then you remembered, oh, he has really all of these cases, and he kind of waffles, or he has a middle position. He says, well, it's enough, it's not the Iker mitzvah, but it's enough part of the mitzvah to allow a bracha. So you could have that kind of a, you know, if you will, kind of a middle position. Another issue that may depend on this, Shumas HaDeshen in Simon Kuf Vav, this is an issue in many homes every year. Which way do you position the candles and which one do you start lighting with? You put them in from right to left, but you light them from left to right, right? Right, you know that, right? And the different shitas, Shumas HaDeshen says in Bnei Rhinos, in the Rhineland, they did it this way. In, what is it called? Ostreich, they did it a different way, the opposite way. So the different machlokas, which way you light it. Shulchan Aruch is in Siman Tov Reish Ayin Vav Siv Hey, 56. Okay, he writes, you light the first night you light the furthest to the right of the menorah. You're right. The second night you add one next to it, and v'yavarech alanos, if you make the bracha on the one which is now a little further to the left. Okay, and you position one, we'll start with the right, then put next to it, next to it, next to it. And I think that's why most of us do it, no? And then you light going the other direction. But you're lighting on the new candle, so to speak. Okay? Because you're supposed to always go to the right. That's what Mr. Bruce says. Zivkot Nid Aleph, you know, Zivkot Nid Aleph. The Bir Argo disagrees. The Bir Argo in 58, and Simon Tov Reish Ayin Vav Siv Hey, he says, I don't understand. Ain't no Tom Reich was there. What do you mean? Because Shazah ain't no El Rach Mahadrin Mahadrin. The additional ones are only Mahadrin and Mahadrin. The first one is the Iker candle. So how are you making the bracha and lighting, so to speak, the extra one? The night tonight was the third night, so you made the bracha and lit the one that was in position number three. He said, those are extras, says the Vilna Gaon. That's Mahadrin and Mahadrin. The basic mitzvah is Ner Yishuv Beiso. So again, but the Mechaber didn't say that. So again, maybe, no, the extra one is, the Mahadrin and Mahadrin is part of the mitzvah. It may depend on this Chakira. The Rosh Hashulchan in Yod Aleph 59 says, what do you mean the extra one? Which is the extra? It matters what you're still making the bracha on the first one. So he said, doesn't think it's a raya. Good, it's in slot number three in your menorah, but still the first one you lit tonight. So who says which is the extra? All right, that's the Aruch HaShulchan. Anyway, that's another machlokas that may revolve around this question. Another one, I said there'll be nafkamina, so we'll finish up a few more. Another nafkamina, Shabbos Chof Beizam and Aleph. Gemara talks about the Itmar Rav Amar Ein Madlikin Ner LeShmuel Amar Madlikin. Right? Can you light from one candle to the other? It blows out. So can I use one Chanukah candle to light the other? Okay. So Abaye here says we paskin like Shmuel in this case. Madlikin, you can. Madlikin Ner LeNer. You can use one Chanukah candle for another. Okay. And Rabbeinu Chananel said that's not called Bizayin Mitzvah because you're using it L'Shem Mitzvah. Okay. That's okay. But 1 second. I thought the main issue is candle number one. The other ones are just extras. Mahadrin and Mahadrin. Right, Natosa says. And the other is another question: can you use the Chanukah candles to light a match or a piece of wood or something to light the next one, or do you have to light directly? So that's a discussion in Poskim. Okay, that's called the Kinsa. So the Rosh in Perek Beis in Zion 64 says you can light directly, but not through something else. Okay. And Tosa says, even though you can, Tosa's in Shabbos, Chav Gimel Al, Dimas Shmamino 65, says, even though you can light from one to the other, Nogu Olam Lahachmer, we don't do it. We don't light from one. That's why we have a Shamish. We don't light from one to the other. The Rambam Paskins, Chas Chanukah Pergdal Chotes, Mutter Lahadlik Ner Echad, you can light from one to the other. And the rabbi said you can even, but not through something else, not through another stick or a match or something like that. Okay. And I'm sorry, the rabbi said you can. That's what my Gemish. The rabbi said you can. You can even do it because that's for the sake of the mitzvah. Okay. And Tosa says we don't really do it. That's how that goes. Maimon points out in Sikot and Chav and so on. So in the Shulchan Aruch, in Sif Aleph, okay, Madlika ner Chanukah ner Chanukah, but only without an emtsai, without something in the middle. Okay, and the Ramah quotes Nogu LaHachmer. Well, this may depend on our issue also. Okay, why? Because if you hold that the Mahajim and Mahajim Kel are just extras, so then it's not right to. If you hold that the Mahajim and Mahajim are part of the mitzvah, okay, that they have the same, you know, the same status, so to speak, each one. So then you can take one and light the other, all the same status. But if they don't, okay, you certainly wouldn't be able to light, take candle number one and use that to light the extra candles, because that's a bizur in the basic mitzvah. So this also may revolve around this question. Finally, the last nafka mina, okay, the Gemara and Shabbos Chof Gimel Aleph talks about, Rav Yirmiya says, the roeh, right? If you, a unique din by Ner Chanukah, if you see a Ner Chanukah, you make a brocha. Now that's a discussion, not if you're going to light yourself, but if you're not, you're traveling someplace, whatever, you say a roeh, right? As Rashi says in 72, Chof Gimel Aleph, haroeh haover b'shuk, roeh b'echad chatzer is dolek, you see a candle, you make the brocha. Okay? But he says, some say that's only if you're not going to light in your own house. You light your own house later. You don't have to make a bracha on someone else. Let's say somebody's traveling, or you don't have any candles. You have no oil. All right. So it's unique. Then you make such a bracha called the roeh. Right. You say shosanisim, and if it's the first night, you say shachianu. The Rambam paskins that way in Paragimel Chadalad. Right. The brachas haroeh, and the Shulchan Aruch also says mishalo in Simtovah Reishayin Vav Siv Gimel mishalo hidlik veino asad lahadik bo salayla. You didn't light, and you're not going to light that night. You're away. You're in a hotel. You're somewhere. You don't have a light, and you see someone's candle, and no one else is lighting for you in your house. Nobody there. When you row in Ner Chanukah, you say the brachas. Okay. What if you only see Mahadran candles? What if you only see extra? You don't see some of them went out. You saw it later. And you only see the extra candles. All right. Now the Meiri says something else, but the Chuvas Lahoris Nosson. It's a Nosson Gestetner. Contemporary post, like it's not chelik beis simin gimel. Someone's been stopping. Oh, Zion, Mashin is stopping. Im yichol levar kishoras haner hanosof. Okay, I'm not sure. Can you make a bracha on the extra candle? Not so. He says near posh yochol levar, but it could depend on our question. Okay, maybe the roeh is only for seeing the ikar mitzvah, unless this is also part of the mitzvah. So these are all different nafkaminas, and again, a strong case can be made that the real mitzvah is mahadim and mahadim. I just conclude by pointing out, you know, clearly. Mahajin, mina mahajin, whatever it is, whether that's the ikar mitzvah, it's more than a regular hiddur mitzvah. We have the concept of hiddur mitzvah by a lot of things. You buy a more beautiful esrog, a more beautiful talis, a more beautiful pair of tefillin. Yeah, but all those cases, what is the requirement? The Gemara discussed in Rabbi Kamadav Tesman Beis, I printed it in Source 77 with the Rashi, it starts on Tesman Alam. How much more should I spend? So the Gemara says a third. You have to be willing to spend it. You know, you go to buy the Esrog. So there's a $35 table and a $50 table and a $75 table. Okay, so how much extra do I have to spend for a more beautiful Esrog? Okay, and it's brought down in Shulchan Aruch in the Tof Reish Nun Vav Sif Aleph. The answer is one third more to do a hiddur. We're not talking about the other ones. The other ones are kosher. Well, they're all kosher. But this one's more beautiful. One third. There's a discussion in Gemara. One third of the new total. Let's say it's $60. So one third is 20. Okay, so now I end up spending 80. Okay, so one third of the original price. Oh no, what you add is one third. So I'd have to add 30 because now it's do the math, right? Now it's I spent 90, so it's one third of the, you know, of the final price. Whatever it is, the Gemara has a teiku. Well, one second, Ner Chanukah obviously doesn't follow that pattern because Ner Chanukah, the Mahadran or Mahadran Mina Mahadran, is much more than one third. You're doubling, and tripling, right? The basic mitzvah, or it's eight night. It's eight times many, and if you do it per household member, it's 80 times, whatever the Rambam's example, right? What happened to the rule of one third? So obviously, Mahadran and Mahadran for sure is not just a plain old hiddur mitzvah. Okay, obviously it follows different rules. do we go so far as to say that that's become like the gonim and the halachos ksubas are, that became the ikar mitzvah, like some Rishonim said, and the rest is just kind of a b'dieved, the other option of b'dieved, and that's what maybe Shulchan Aruch says, because Shulchan Aruch does not make a chilek, never mentions options one and two. I don't know. Okay, but certainly it's not a regular hidden mitzvah. The last couple of suras I printed, because as I said before, if you go anywhere, today, I don't think anybody doesn't do the Mahadrin and Mahadrin. So we have a concept. Tosin Yuma quotes it, Peizayim Rebeis, and the Rambam quotes in the Chutzfila Parak Aleph Alach Avav regarding Ma'ariv. The Gemara says Tfilas Arvis Rishus. Ma'ariv really is optional for whatever the reason. Ma'ariv is optional. Okay, it doesn't have the same status as Shachris and Minchah because it doesn't correspond to a carbon and so on. But the Tosus has the expression. Look at the end of the Tosus in Yuma Peizayim Rebeis Yomaschol Hamar Rav Tfilas Arvis Rishus. So he says, "Afal Gav." Look at the last lines. "Afal Gav." The Tzulis Arvish Rishus, Kaven the Shavya Lechova Shapirda. We have accepted it as obligatory. Klal Yisrael accepted it as a chova. The Rambam says the same thing. Okay, look at the last words of the Rambam. Parak Alav Alachovav Hilchos Tzulah. The Afal Pikein Nogu Kol Yisrael Bechol Mekomos. Moshe was saying, "Lispalal Arvis V'Kiblua Alem Ketzulis Chova." It's been accepted by Klal Yisrael as an obligation. So perhaps we can suggest the same thing by the Mahadrim and Mahadrim. Even though the Gemara did not require it, it was optional, so to speak, it was the higher level, one could perhaps, I haven't seen anybody say this, but one could perhaps posit that, no, you know, it's become obligatory. Klal Yisrael has accepted that. Of course, if a person is stuck somewhere and it's not possible, all right, so then, like the Halachas Ketubah said, you know, back in the beginning, you have no choice, then you light only one candle. That's all you have. But under ordinary circumstances, it's almost like Kiblua Aleim, Shavu Aleim Chova. We've accepted it as obligatory to light like the Mahadrin and Mahadrin. And again, we have all these nafkaminas. So it doesn't follow that therefore every nafkamina that we presented was going to be the case. You could say that, no, it's not really. Okay, I don't know. I mean, we saw that there were different shitas about it. But I'll call upon him. I think the fact that within Klal Yisrael, it's certainly become accepted to light the Mahadrin and Mahadrin everywhere. Again, unless there are, you know, extraordinary circumstances. And maybe it's because it's become obligatory. Maybe that's why we started with the question, why the Shulchan Aruch, following the tour, never even mentioned the options one and two. Those are backup options. Those don't have, you know, those are, you have no choice or whatever, you're limited. So then go back to options one and two. But the real thing to do is like the Mahadrin and Mahadrin. Wish everybody a Freilich and Chanukah. I hope everybody has an enjoyable rest of Chanukah. And Mr. Hashem, we'll continue next week.
Good Chanukah. My father said they lit one candle.